I can sit here all day on this pedestal of a podcast platform and preach to you about how to do less but better, but I think you really need to feel the burn in order to like understand what I'm talking about here. It's important to learn how to patiently play out the process of the slow and steady grind that I'm preaching here. And I'm just here to remind you that you don't have to do all the things all the time. The Perspective Podcast is fuel for your mind and creative grind. Each week, we break down the art of healthy hustling, overcoming the inner critic, and growing your creative business. What's going on? You're listening to episode 223 of the Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Scotty Russell, and my mission is to put you in a position to take your creative pursuits full-time one day. You can follow along with my latest art, design, and tips on mindset, motivation, and marketing on Instagram at Coach Scotty Russell and all things podcast at Perspective Podcast. Super quick announcement, if you're ready to start taking your creative pursuits more seriously, then I want to work with you this fall. Session number 4 of the Fall Side Hustlers Coaching Program is kicking off soon, September 13th through December 5th to be exact. This is a customized 12-week program for 10 students this time around as we tap into the next level of clarity, confidence, community, and accountability within your creative side hustle pursuits. If you're even remotely interested in being a part of this, I highly recommend joining the A-list waitlist ASAP over at sidehustlerscoaching.com. Being on the waitlist is going to get you first dibs at applying during the private early bird enrollment week, which takes place August 23rd through 29th. And you're also going to get a discounted rate by locking in and applying during this week. So get on that A-list waitlist. And if there's any spots left, the following week, August 30th through September 5th, is the worldwide open enrollment, where I'm just going to offer whatever slots may be remaining to the public. And last time there was one slot, and then fall, so spring there was one left, fall there was two left when I opened this up publicly to the world. So get on this. It's even more exclusive this time because I'm dropping it from 12 students to 10 so I can go even more deeper. I got a couple new wrinkles I want to introduce. So I 100% guarantee this program is going to help you get out of your own way so you can put yourself in a position to experience your next big breakthrough. So again, join that waitlist, learn more about the program, the structure of it, what it entails, as well as hear about previous student success stories. And you can go and connect with the students too if you have questions and you'd like to hear it from someone that's not me. Find all of this over at sidehustlerscoaching.com. Today's overview. I've learned over the years that my number one culprit for anxiety, stress, and burnout is from doing way too damn much. For years, I've always felt like I had to do all the things all the time, and this stemmed from feeling like I got a late start and or that I wasn't doing enough compared to everyone I looked up to, you know, that comparison trap. And I'd bet a full Bitcoin or a couple Ethereum that you relate to this too. In my first few years of turning this hobby into a side hustle, I said yes to everything. And saying yes to everything was really important in my beginning years, you know, when this was Perspective Collective. It was helpful in terms of giving me a lot of experience quickly, catching a pulse on what I liked and didn't like, as well as understanding what was and wasn't working. I saw quick growth early on putting this tactic to practice, you know, especially within that first 1 to 4 year range. But then it led to navigating some seriously defeating plateaus. And I'd find myself continually stuck trying to unlock the next level. So today, I want to share how I've been able to constantly get myself unstuck over the years. It's all about my daily mindset and motto that's helped me explode my once hobby and side hustle into a now full-time dream job. Like, this shit is a dream job now, and it trips me out. I get to live this every day. That's why the motto and the mission is to put you in a position to do your thing full-time one day that you love. The goal of this episode is to show you how to reduce the overwhelm, increase your focus so you can experience better and bigger results with whatever you're trying to build with your creativity. But before we get started, could you do me a favor? This show grows because of dope souls like you sharing the good word with your family, your friends, or your following. It would mean the world to me if you took a screenshot or a video of you working to this in the background by tagging me over at Perspective Podcast so we can connect and I can reshare the love back. As always, keep an open mind and act on anything that inspires you today. Let's go. Most of my stuckness in the past as well as in the present, for lack of better words, I don't know if that's a word, if I just made it up, but most of it was a result of these two harassing hoodlums that I constantly seem to be dealing with, and I guarantee you probably deal with them too. So number one, that first harassing hoodlum is shiny object syndrome, which means being interested and distracted by anything new that positions itself as an opportunity. when you can't seem to focus, execute, or gain any traction, maybe it's because you have your hands involved in too many things. Got your hands in too many cookie jars. You're living in a world of split focus and trying to divide your attention and efforts into too many buckets of interest. For me and the students that I talk with and work with on the daily, shiny object syndrome always has me as well as them chasing okay opportunities. And then we find ourselves regretting the finite time that we had being held hostage once another hell yes opportunity came along the way. So we said yes to something that was okay, which held us up from doing something that was an absolute hell yes. Then we try to say hell yes to that hell yes. We wear ourselves down, take on too much, burn ourselves out, or we can't do it in the first place because we've reached our bandwidth. So the second thing, the second harassing hoodlum that tends to hold us back and gets me feeling stuck is Superman syndrome. I've talked about this in the past before, plenty of times on the podcast, but I feel it's important now since there's new listeners, you know? But this is the feeling you have to do it all the time. Like, this is me all the time. I have a hard time of not taking on too much, like one of my biggest weaknesses. And this eventually becomes your kryptonite like it has for me, and it prohibits explosive growth in an intentional direction. Pile that on with shiny object syndrome, and yeah, you are really setting yourself back. So with Superman syndrome, though, you pile your plate so high because you tell yourself, at least I tell myself, I thrive in chaos and I love the pressure. Pressure makes diamonds. Cliche term, not a huge fan of it, but whatever, I digress. If you're like me with Superman syndrome, you glorify being busy over being productive. You feed yourself the excuse that I'm too busy to accomplish the results I really want. There's just too much shit going on. When in reality, what you're saying is that what you truly want or what's truly a priority really isn't a priority. All right, I'm too busy, but what you're really saying is like, that's just not a priority to me. Now you find excuses, you find reasons why you can't do something that you really want to do. You also find yourself stretched too thin and spinning your wheels, seeing minimal results. And I personally dealt with both shiny object syndrome and Superman syndrome often. You know, in the past, it was more shiny object syndrome coupled with Superman syndrome. I've gotten a lot better at being intentional and strategic with my hell yes and hell no filters and understanding what is a priority. But I still, even when I have that priority set up, I still am very guilty of Superman syndrome at times. And my wife will tell you that. I found that either or both of shiny object syndrome and Superman syndrome, they lead to taking zero action due to decision-making paralysis analysis, or they lead to burning out because you exhaust your energy by doing too much. Together, they create this poisonous cocktail that distracts me and you from focusing on the tasks that give you or us the most juice from our squeeze. And things got so bad in years past where the creative slumps because of these two harassing hoodlums had me just questioning if I should give up this creative quest I'm on. And thankfully, a little book fell into my lap and changed the trajectory of my creative grind. And I'm going to share with that. And I'm going to share that book with you today. So this is where the concept of do less but better came into play. So if you're in the show notes and you're reading this as a blog post, you can see these sections broken out. So this section, do less but better. And I want to say back in 2016 is when, if I'm guessing here, is when I first found and read the book Essentialism by George McKeown. He dropped one simple phrase that hit me like a ton of bricks, and that was just do less but better. Another powerful book relating to this topic is The One Thing by Gary Keller. I'm going to link both of these books up in the show notes. And for me, I was tired of making minimal progress in a million directions. You know, I just decided I'm done with this. I'm fed up. I was so tired of burning the candle at both ends while simultaneously burning myself out. I've now adopted this personal motto, this phrase, has been my ongoing New Year's habit since 2017. I'm not a fan of flaky resolutions, so I call it my New Year's habit. And each year, it's the same habit, it's the same motto, do less but better, do less but better. And I'm really, really working on that. And I'm trying to do less but better in my creative biz, as well as in just my life, my relationships, everything I'm doing. And each year, especially with the creative biz, more specifically is what this is about today, the results and the profits speak for themselves. Do less but better. I've since continued to trim the fat in my business by delegating, eliminating, or pushing things to the back burner that just don't serve my best interest or the bigger picture, or they're just not as urgent as I originally thought they were. Like nice to has versus a need during this season, you know, wants versus needs. So getting more self-awareness of this. So for me, instead of saying yes to everything, I implement a hell yes or a hell no filter. Okay, so if something's not a hell yes these days, then it's an immediate hell no. And instead of trying to cater to everyone, I focus on connecting with the right people who my work, my message, my coaching style is perfect for. And it's not for everyone. I am an acquired taste. And instead of spreading myself too thin, like a tiny piece of butter you get in a package at a restaurant, trying to put it over at this massive flapjack stack, you know, you're spreading yourself too thin. I put my attention on three areas of focus per season within my business. So let me break down how I operate these three areas of focus, as some hold a higher rank in terms of percentages of my time and energy. And I think maybe this will be something enlightening that's going to help you realize, like, wow, I'm doing too much. And maybe I need to break it down to one to three things in a season as well. So for example, as I record this in July 2021, whenever you're hearing this, my three areas of focus right now during this season, number one, coaching. All right. Coaching is easily 50% of that bandwidth out of 100%. Coaching takes over half of it. Coaching will always be a high priority as it generates easily 80% of my gross income in a year. And at this moment, I am running a 1-month summer coaching program. I have weekly one-on-one student calls, and I also have weekly prospect calls for those who are interested in the fall 2021 Side Hustlers coaching program. As I mentioned before, join that waitlist over at sidehustlerscoaching.com, but I am locking people in early who were interested in the past programs, but they just couldn't, it wasn't a good fit for them. So now they're getting in early for this. So like that takes up so much of my time in a week right now. And then the second area of focus for me during the season would be the podcast. All right, the podcast is always there. That's always one of my top three. And I would say roughly this is probably 30% of my bandwidth. Ongoing priority, but it's definitely a bigger focus during this season. In the past where it maybe was like 15%, as I approach that 5-year anniversary in August 2021. So here next month, celebrating 5 years doing this shit like crazy. And I've spent this summer upgrading equipment, building a massive queue of episodes, and delegating even more tasks to the podcast team to free up my time so I can work on bigger picture shit. Like the podcast team has been so clutch for me. Shout out to them. Like I couldn't do this without them. And then the third focus of the season would be the rebrand content strategy shift that I'm doing. I would say that makes up the final 20% of the allocated time. So whatever remaining bandwidth I have outside of coaching and podcasting goes into the rebrand refresh of both my personal brand of Coach Scotty Russell and upcoming big changes to the podcast. Stay tuned. I'm hoping to get these out by August 19th for the 5th anniversary. I'm hoping to like announce all this stuff. So yes, big exciting things coming soon. Nothing crazy for you, but just more intentional, better messaging, positioning, and just going deeper on the things that I feel are going to bring you most value, you know, and what I feel most experienced to talk to. So this final section is figuring out day by day. Don't get me wrong. I'm far from mastering this philosophy of doing less but better. Truly, I'm figuring this out day by day, just like you're figuring out your stride, what works best for you, your routines, your systems, your mindset, your relationships. Like it is a day by day, slow and steady grind. That's the theme to this show. And Superman syndrome is still a massive weakness of mine. I have to put myself in check always, always. I am often overwhelmed and stressed the fuck out. Often. Like if you're my wife, you know all about this. Honestly, I talk to my alumni students a lot too. And then just like my mastermind and people closest to me, my coach, like I have to talk about it. If I don't talk about it, it gets me feeling way too much anxiety, panic attacks, and I shut down. So just know once you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed out, like have your outlets, have people to talk to, have the gym is important to me, going on walks is important to me, getting good sleep is important to me, having community around me I can lean on. Please don't feel isolated on an island with these kind of feelings. Like that, I didn't even plan this, but go check out the Perspective-Collective free Facebook community for creatives like you and me, where we can lean on and talk to each other. So I'll make sure that's linked up in the show note. But when I start feeling like really, really overwhelmed and stressed out, like this is what I need to do. This is what my spider sense is telling me. I need to, one, I need to pump the brakes and just breathe. Do the breathing 4, 5, 6. Inhale for 4, hold it for 5, exhale for 6. My nightly meditations, and to get rid of those anxiety feelings that are coming on. Number 2, when that spider sense is tingling and I'm starting to feel just super overwhelmed, I need to remind myself to simplify the game. Like, Scotty, you're doing too much, bro. You're doing too much. My main thing I take pride in with my students is I help them simplify the game so they can get quick wins and put themselves on a trajectory and build a foundation to do the shit they love long term. And then the final, the last thing, number three, when my spider sense is just tingling, warning me that I need to start getting shit off my plate one task at a time. And that goes back to that book I recommended, Gary Keller, The One Thing. Focus on one priority at a time. One big task a day. If you can get done, move on to the next task. If you can only focus on one big task per season, focus on that. But just one thing at a time. Stop trying to do a million things all at once and do everything just average. Like, be the shit at one thing at a time. Get it off your plate. Switch gears and pivot to the next thing. Okay? You don't need to be doing a million things all at once. Doing less but better is a never-ending, always evolving process. Like for me, like today was a podcast focus day. The next day is a coaching focus day. The next day is maybe a mixture of both, early morning, then afternoon. And then the next day I got through all the other shit on my task list. Now I can work on the rebrand stuff. Like that's how it works for me. One big thing at a time. I can't do all of it at once. It is truly a never ending, always evolving process. And it's always going to be that way because we're always growing, evolving, and becoming more self-aware of our triggers and breaking points. The key here is to get better at noticing the resistance, the warning signs, the spider sense tingling that, you know, hey, you're doing too much, you're feeling overwhelmed, it's time to do less but better, and then fucking do something about it. Don't get in the overwhelm and get paralyzed and then go into silent mode and ghost mode and just shut down. Like, do something about it. Start saying no to stuff. Pick one task, get off your plate, and just do one thing at a time instead of looking at this massive task. It's like, do something about it. Simplify the game. If you're in the early phases of finding your groove, shit, I'm not going to tell you not to say yes to a million things. Date a lot of things. Say yes. Figure it out along the way. Because why I'm saying this, I think it's important to overwhelm yourself early on as well as you go throughout your creative business pursuits. That way you get firsthand of experience of how to operate your time, your energy, and focus. Like, I can sit here all day on this pedestal of a podcast platform and preach to you about how to do less but better, but I think you really need to feel the burn in order to like understand what I'm talking about here. It's important to learn how to patiently play out the process of the slow and steady grind that I'm preaching here. And I'm just here to remind you that you don't have to do all the things all the time. If you walked away today with one thing, I hope it's just to realize that you can do less but better and still see a ton of results. That's my motto. That's my New Year's habit today, tomorrow, and years down the road into the horizon. So the more I do less but better, the better I am as an individual, a human, the more value I can create, the more impact I create, and the better my business is. So I hope you take away and really learn a lot from this one today. Do less but better. Alrighty, this episode topic is a staple foundation teaching point I focus on with my students as well. I am a huge advocate of doing less but better because it seems to be a successful pattern that the most successful people that I look up to constantly implement and speak toward, whether not necessarily with this phrase, but they speak toward simplifying systems and processes, getting things off their plate. I'm like, oh, yep, they're basically saying do less but better. Not to mention, this philosophy has made a radical impact on my creative business pursuits and just my quality of life in terms of stress, anxiety, etc. And I just want to see rad humans such as yourself just simplify the game to give yourself a fair shot of doing what you love long term. Too many people do too much, they burn themselves out right from the jump, and then they say they're not cut out for this. I'm like, honestly, you put too much pressure on yourself right from the beginning. Like, let's simplify it. So if you found value again in this episode, it would mean the world to me if you shared this with your friends, your family, your following. And if you'd like, again, you can read today's episode 223 in the form of a blog post that contains all the links and references in the show notes within your current podcast listening app, or just go to perspectivepodcast.com and look for episode 223. So as I sign off, huge shout out to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, executive assistant Paige Garland, video specialist Colton Bacher, social media coordinator Hannah Schick, and Nick Jenkins of Bluka. I could not do what I do without you all having my back with this. So thank you, and thank you as a listener. And as you finish your week off strong, I want to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.